Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Finishing our conversation in this last hour with Dave Hodges, the host of thecommonsenseshow.com. Now, Dave and I have known each other for a long time. He had a situation going up against government we helped him with in the early days. I started radio in 03. We'd have him on, and I became a regular writer on Freedom's Phoenix. Then he started a podcast, very conservative, Republican-style podcast, government's going to do it right this time, and became very popular. He and I even shared time on a network before and became good friends. But he's a little bit different, still trying to work inside the system, and with a lot of politicians and candidates and parties and that kind of stuff. I've gone through this machination of crap. So we're starting to come together. We've always been good friends. I have a lot of friends that are very politically active. But I kind of, it's a more general public opinion thing. I use the process to get the information out, to educate people, to show them that it's not working or, you know, we're going to fix it. No, it's already fixed the way they want it. But as time has gone on, you start to see we start to overlap a lot more. And I will work with them, help them, be able to express themselves and to demonstrate what does and doesn't work. And I tell you what works are people. People seeing the truth, understanding the truth, getting at the root. For those that, you know, hack at the branches, it doesn't matter. It's who those that strike the root. That's what matters. And that's what we're going to keep talking about. Enjoy the last hour of our conversation. I really think we start to build up. We're going to get it fixed. Get her done. Pace. Just make government obsolete. And I think that's what they're afraid of, is that our ability to don't have to go to the blue pages looking for some government agency that's going to be permission to do something. You just go to the yellow pages and you find out where I'm going to go buy my lumber and just do it. You know? So that's the attitude. It's us. We are the problem. We think we got to go after and stop somebody from doing something. No. We just got to start doing stuff. You know, no. I'm not complying.
The level of preparation, we've got to create a parallel society as much as we're able to. Guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools, just as a precursor list. I interviewed Daisy Luther a number of times in the Organic Prepper. She came on my show one time. She goes, in winter climates in apartments, you may not be able to raise enough food in your apartment using these techniques to feed yourself and your family completely. She said, but you can make a big dent. And she went through and showed my audience how you do it. There are ways we can be independent of the system. And by the way, people don't even know this. FEMA, if they declare an emergency, can come into your house and take anything they want, including your food supply. That's why I'm telling people, whatever you need to sustain your life you're gathering right now, you better find a way to hide it, and you better hide it as a matter of practice, because you never know when they're going to come to your house.
You know, they had, I tell this often when these issues come up,
in Washington State years ago, one of the farmers was putting up a grain silo, and they had a final inspection. You know, we were just yakking, whatever. And I wasn't even there. I was talking to the guy that went over to help or something. They came back and they told me the story. They said, we had the inspector say, okay, yeah, you know, it's not going to fall down. You can put grain piece out, and you've been blessed, and you're done. And then another guy came in with one of those backpack GPS, you know, discs on the back. You know, it's like an, you know, AWAC, you know, thing. You know, and who are you? Well, he's from the federal government. We're geo-positioning all the locations of all the grain silos. What? Why, pray tell? So we know where all food is, that's why. So I'm just going, yeah, they know where it is. And if you got one and you put a permit of the county of whatever, it gets sent to, you know, and here it is, and go check, and we went and inspected, and now you know where it's at. Put it on a little pinpoint. We just have the Army tank will show up. It's ours now. You know, this is, it's been in play for a long time. What are you going to do? I'm going to write a stern letter to my congressman. Yeah, right. You know, yeah. If you're not preparing yourself, you know, don't you on your site, don't you have a preferred, Patriot something supplier, or go buy my food place or something?
My Patriot Supply, right.
Yeah, tell me about that. You know, give them a free commercial.
Okay, well, they're the biggest in America right now, and they're one of the few that are left because during the pandemic, a lot went out of business. But they do a good job. I mean, my promo code is Prepare with Dave, and there's discounts, 25-year storable food. So I don't want to make this into an infomercial, but I'll just say this. Anyone that is not actively storing food on an ongoing basis is being prepared to be subjugated by the government, and they'll use food against you, as you said earlier.
Okay, now what's it called? Four Patriots or My Patriots? What is it?
No, it's called My Patriot Supply, and if you want to order through me, it's preparewithdave.com. Everyone needs to have storable food, and I'll tell you why I like My Patriot Supply, and a lot of other people do this too that sell storable food. They give you balanced meals. When you go to the store and only buy what's on sale, you're going to habituate to that food because you're going to get sick of eating it. There's actually research that shows people will stop eating if they're eating the same thing over and over. So you got to have diversity in your food. It's got to be storable. And listen to me, I'm telling you right now, listen to me. There's anti-hoarding laws coming, and you better learn to hide your food.
Of course. Yeah, so here's
if you go to preparewithdave.com, you'll actually see my handsome picture there and all the things we do.
Preparewithdave.com. Yeah, I don't mind. It's solutions, man. You know, we haven't done, you know, a lot of endorsements for this kind of stuff yet because I'm not ready. I'll be picking your brain and, you know, see who makes it. You know, who's doing it. Like my daughters, they do this stuff. They go through and, you know, meals and so on. So it's, you know, I'm ready because in Arizona, because of the Mormon community there, they stock up. They got all kinds of places and material and equipment to be able to, you know, can and seal and vacuum and whatever the heck. So this is preparewithdave.com. Is that what it is?
.com. Yeah, .com, right.
Preparewithdave.com, and it'll take you to his thing. And for, you know, the low, low, low price of $600, you can get enough to last you for 3 months. Holy crap. For how many people? One? You know, 120 pounds of food. You know,
well, they base their food supply on 2,000 calories per person per day.
This is, it's going to be a food thing. And if you guys aren't ready, you know, we've done the food thing, you know, well, now that Donna's back, you know, even the bus, we have, I don't know, probably 3-6 months supply for she and I. And, I'm going to take a trip to Sam's Club with her in the next day or two while prices, because rice is starting to shoot up. You know, not that I'm a big rice fan, but, you know, it's starting. So I'm like, while it's still relatively low, you get big, giant 25 bags, pound bag of beans is better than not having a 25-pound bag of beans, I can tell you that. So this is when we went on the Love Bus Liberty tour, all our food that we had, we dispersed amongst our kids. That was our rotating. Here, it's all yours now, you know. And four families, and they went through and picked through and gotten whatever and anything that, you know, was damaged or cans busted or something, you know, we just threw away. But we have all that storage facility still, all the, you know, the Mylar vacuum seal canning equipment and everything. We need to get back and start getting ready because we should already be ready. You know, this is something that the rest of this year is going to get ready for getting ready. And the biggest thing is power for me. We have a lot of solar panels and inverters and batteries. We have 40 kilowatts of battery and that kind of stuff. I'm looking to get more. We have different builds that we're going to be doing on the land and everything. But I got to get back. And then we may change the show to where I'm not spending as much time in the chair, but we'll have more dents and good stuff, you know, at least weekly. And I'm going to be a building SOB, man, getting on it. You got to be an inspiration. But they got to come after you. You know, they're like, you're not allowed. You're doing it wrong. Where's your permit? And I need the standing for them to come after me to challenge this concept. Well, you're not going to win. They're corrupt judges. I don't care. Make them make you. And make them say it! Say it!
They don't have enough enforcement. They don't have enough enforcement. Here's what they'll do. They're
going to
make an example.
Enforce.
They're going to make an example out of a few people so everyone else is afraid. But
right.
They don't. It's just like collecting your taxes. The IRS can't. I don't care if they got 187,000 agents. They can't canvass the country. So they got to make the punishment so severe you're all afraid to cheat. And that's what they're going to do here on the enforcement. I'm just telling you, folks. We're to the point. This government is so criminal and so anti-you that you just need to say no.
Yeah, there's a really good opportunity now. They try and redo the lockdowns and so on. That's
I got Atlanta. I didn't see that. Look at that. Atlanta College reinstates mask mandate for students.
Lionsgate movie studios now, too. Actors got to come in. You're going to be doing movies. You got to have masks on again. You know, and this one was good. YouTube to ban content that contradicts WHO on COVID-19. Okay? If you know, despite that they're wrong all the time, you know, the UN agency's catastrophic track record.
They're criminal liars.
Yeah. No, I mean, who controls this stuff? You know, it doesn't matter. Are you got it? Yeah. If you don't get it by now, you're just freaking too stupid, you know? I can't save you. And here, Lionsgate brings back mask mandates in the office. You know, then you got the rating agencies. You know, they're missing all the bank failures that are coming. The next one we had, I can't remember, it was JP Morgan or Chase or something. One of the big ones, they're going to go down the tubes. And then, of course, Yellen's going out when the Silicon Valley Bank and what was the other one, Silvergate or something. When they went, you know, can't let them lose their money, so they bailed them out. Okay, well, when, you know, all these other banks start to go, they go, well, can't promise that we're going to give them the money.
No, Tony, the FDIC has 0.7% of the funds on hand to cover the $17 trillion that's in the system.
Yeah, no,
they can't cover it.
They can't cover it. You know, it's just, you know, whatever they're going to do. That's why they need a CBDC. We're gonna put some more money in there. Boom, we pushed the button and did it. You know, it's so bad. If you don't have precious metals, and precious metals are going down. Crypto is going down. It's going down, 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 down. They're going to push it down. They're going to have ETFs on Bitcoin, electronic trading funds of, you know, paper. That's how they turn gold and silver into paper. Do the same thing with crypto. Down, 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 down. Buy up all the physical. Then it's going to shoot to the moon right after everybody has had to sell it to be able to survive. So as it's going down, I'm buying more silver. And friends, you go, where do I sell it? I go, me? I'll buy it. Yeah, but it's down. Good. That's why I buy it when it's down. You know, when's it going to go up? Don't care. In a bus. In a bus. Don't care. Rare. You know? So when do I purchase the land prices in Arizona, the desert? Plummeting. But the interest rates are going up. I wouldn't plan on financing it anyway. You know, people can't afford it. So it's going down. Then silver and crypto is going to shoot up. And when it does, I take this pile, equals this pile, switch, boom, done, I win.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
There's something else I want to tell you about that the audience needs to hear because it's going to go state to state. Tucson and part of Scottsdale, they've adopted part of the 15-minute city program too. But it's not just city of Tucson. Right now there's a deal called Prop 400, and it's being sold. It's going to, people are going to vote on it in 2024, but they're not going to be told the entire truth about it. You know, no one's going to read it. Here's the deal. It's a highway bill in part because 40% of the expenditures are going to go to highway. But contained in the language is cleverly written 15-minute city concepts are going to go across the state. Every community will be a 15-minute city if we vote this in 2024. And people need to know that your state's going to be having this as well, too.
What the hell does that mean? Home Depot is right down the street. I 15-minute? Do you mean, what does it mean? What's the criteria?
Everything's not in 15 minutes, but see, they'll prevent travel. Let me give you one of the regulations out of Tucson. If you cross the barrier of a 15-minute city, you got digital ID, so they catch you automatically, or they can catch you on your cell phone, it's automatically a $90 fine, and you can go to jail for 30 days on first offense.
What?
So, you know,
open-air prison.
Yeah, it's an open-air prison is what it is. But Katie Hobbs has endorsed this. The legislators voted to put it on the ballot for the people to vote on. Here's the problem. The mainstream media will never tell you about the 15-minute city concept. They'll talk about, you know, organization of city, making cities more resilient. And they'll just give you those BS euphemisms. And they'll say, it's highways. And here's what's interesting. The highway they want to build comes out west of Buckeye, western suburbs of Phoenix, into downtown. And guess where it starts? Where Bill Gates owns land and has said he's going to build a massive smart city.
Some,
I mean,
surprise,
Parkway, surprise,
there,
right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So statewide 15-minute cities. Where I live, you know, the nearest grocery store to me right now is about 18 minutes away. The nearest gas station is 12 minutes. The nearest highway is about 30 minutes. I mean, hospitals, 30 minutes. I would be in trouble where I'm at. And this is what they want to do. If you go look at the website, America2050.org, created by one of Obama's advisors on urban development, what they said they wanted to do was herd America into 11 super mega regions, and you'll be living in high-rise apartments, and then you might have everything within 15 minutes. But they want you to live in micro apartments that are about 500 square feet for an entire family. I kid you not, you will not have cars. You have to be carbon neutral. That phrase is used in the Tucson legislation regarding 15-minute cities. Carbon neutral. If I walk outside and fart, I am no longer carbon neutral. So what does that mean? You can't air condition your home. You can't heat it in the winter. You can't cook your food. Well, you don't need to cook bugs. I mean, this is where we're going, Ernie.
I go through the commercial. But it's called NEOM. It's the line in Saudi Arabia. And this is what they're doing is they're building 15-minute city that goes all the way across the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. This is going to be a big, giant skyscraper, horizontal, that goes straight across from the Persian Gulf to, was it the Red Sea or something? And this is it. It's like a horizontal skyscraper that is, I don't know, God, 80 stories tall or something, but it's self-enclosed. And this is like, God, 100, 200 miles long or something, and it's 15-minute, there it is, out in the desert, a big, giant line.
What is this right here? What are we looking at?
It's a promotional video. It's called NEOM, the line. This is already under construction. I'm surprised you hadn't heard about this. You know,
no.
Let's see. NEOM the line, doomed to fail, it's not, never, and always, and whatever. All right, here it is. It's already started construction. When was this? This was
Arabia's The Line actually started. The project has been heavily debated in recent months, and most said that it's too gigantic to build and rather looks like something out of a science fiction movie. But now that construction has actually begun, how will this turn out? Could this be the beginning of the world's greatest mega project ever? Or will the line become a trillion-dollar construction mistake that will eventually be abandoned? Let's find out. The exact plan of the line was unveiled by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, in July 2022, and we already covered it in our first video about the line. He proposed two parallel 500-meter-tall skyscrapers made of reflective glass, which are supposed to span 170 kilometers through the desert. This would be equivalent to two lines consisting of 2,000 One World Trade Centers each. The line is not just the biggest mega project ever proposed, it's a new way of living. There would be no cars inside the city, and everything you need would be within a 5-minute walk. All of the energy would be produced through wind and solar farms. Any water used would come from a carbon-free desalination plant. All of this would make the line a zero-carbon city. The proposal caused a mixture of shock, awe, and suspicion. And while the trailers were watched millions of times on YouTube and other platforms, there was hardly any information on what was really happening on the constructions.
So, they're doing it. So you can see, this is, it's a thing, man. You know, we'll just let it play, you know, while we're talking.
Who would beg to lecture me?
Commodus, the Senate has its uses.
What uses? All they do is talk. It should be just you and me and Rome.
Don't even think it. There's always been a Senate.
Rome has changed. It takes an emperor to rule an empire.
Of course, but leave the people there.
Illusions.
Traditions.
My father's war against the barbarians. He said it himself had achieved nothing. But the people loved him.
People always love victories.
Why? They didn't see the battles. What do they care about Germania?
They care about the greatness of Rome.
The greatness of Rome. Well, what is that?
It's an idea. Greatness. Greatness is a vision.
Exactly. A vision. Do you not see, Lucilla? I will give the people a vision of Rome and they'll love me for it. And they'll soon forget the tedious sermonizing of a few dry old men. I will give the people the greatest vision of my life.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The University of North Carolina confirms one faculty member was killed after a shooting on campus Monday. School officials made the announcement.
This loss is devastating. The shooting damages the trust and safety that we so often take for granted.
Police say they have a suspect in custody but are not releasing a name or possible charges yet. Tropical Storm Idalia barreling towards Florida. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane and pass over western Cuba tonight. The storm currently has sustained winds about 70 miles per hour with even higher gusts. Idalia will become a dangerous major hurricane and make landfall somewhere on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. A new study is finding early signs of CTE in athletes who died before age 30. It was conducted by Boston University's CTE Center. They looked at the neurodegenerative disease in young adults, including what is said to be the first case in a woman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. You know, this final segment with Dave Hodges, you can see that, you know, we're friends. We have a different perspective and a different view on how things are and should be. But the end goal is the same. We want to have individual freedom. The purpose of government is to protect individual rights. And, you know, it's just you have a lot of experience and you just, that's not what they're doing. It's not even what they're set up to do. And if government's not there to protect your individual rights, then why have it? What's the point? If they're the center of those taking it away from you, I don't have to wait for some, you know, ISIS or ISIL or somebody going to come kick my butt. They're doing it. You know, they're violating my rights. They're taking my property. They're RICOing my assets. They're, you know, taking a big, giant chunk of my income. They, those that won't leave me alone. T3. So this has been not just, you know, happenstance happened to come up with. I mean, it's been decades of nose to grindstone dealing with these sorts of people. And what you start to realize is that the 4 or 5% that are naturally sociopaths, you know, psychopaths, those that have no empathy, those that don't care if they, you know, are even caught, They don't care. They just deny, 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 blame, you know, divert, distract, whatever. I mean, exactly what you're seeing happening. And they get more and more saturated throughout elected officials and politicians and the bureaucracy and the technocracy. They're just so set. They bring in all their friends, all the people that think like them, all the ones that they get to, you know, incentivize with money or with, you know, pain of you don't do what we say. You know, once you get in, you're in, you know. So it's kind of like a mafia. It's like a gang with a flag. And they're using that flag to beat us over the head with it. And it's the shiny badge. It's a brass ring that they go after. They seek positions of authority because they don't have the ideas or the persuasion or the logic to convince you to do it. So they got to use a stick or a gun. And it's become more and more obvious that the further and further away that you get from your government, once it leaves your community, your town, then it's like, you know, and you're gone. You know, it's lost. They just keep adding on all kinds of revenue. And the more prosperous you are, the more they milk you, to the point that your overhead, to a great degree, in the time that you spend on complying or the opportunities you have to make more income or the just taxation and regulation and just all of the weight, the backpack that you're carrying of government on your back, that is what is taking away your ability to provide for yourself and your family and even your dreams. What you want, what you've always wanted. When I grow up, I want to, no, you're not. Did you get a permission slip? are you doing it right? Did you go to the blue pages and the old phone books and look for the government agency if you're allowed? You know, that's the attitude. That's the problem. It's us. It's not them. We allowed this to happen. They took advantage of our good nature, of our trusting ability, of, you know, our illusion of choice that we could vote for the representation that we wanted. Well, it's becoming obvious, hey, you don't get no voice. You know, hello, in case you didn't get the memo. So as it gets further and further along and we start to come to this realization, we have to go back to what the original concept, what the words meant, you know, what people, you know, the context in which this country was started. And it's very clear. If you read the Declaration of Independence, it's had a big impact on me, which is why this show is Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. And when I first started doing the show back in 03 in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, a lot of people, they call in, they go, really? Do I got to declare my independence with you? You are learning. You are correct, sir. Good point. You don't need, you do it all by yourself. This is how you do it. You go, I declare my independence. See how easy it was? And you don't even need a government for it. So that is the mindset that we need to have. But I still maintain my relationships and friends with, you know, all kinds of people that are in different. They're motivated by whatever their history was or their experience or, you know, their nostalgia for government or what it used to be or what they think it's supposed to be, and they want to be on Team America, you know. Well, I understand, you know, to me, love of family, love of God, love of country, you know, country, what's a country? You know, United States, Inc.? You know, I mean, you know, what does it mean? It's my culture. It's my land. It's my people. It's like when they built Mount Rushmore right on a holy mountain, you know, I think it was the Lakota Sioux. They, when they did that crazy horse, you know, they were offended. You know, they put the great white presidents back in Washington up on their mountain of war. Are you kidding me? So then they started a big giant monument. The whole Mount Rushmore is just the head of this full, you know, horse. And the point that they were making, he goes, you know, well, what land is yours? And he's pointing out over, you know, he's on top of the horse. He's got his hand and his finger out pointing, you know, my land is where my ancestors lie buried. Ooh, that's a powerful statement. And the concept is, you know, where do I owe allegiance to? What is my country? It's where I have my hair, my people, you know, my family, my ancestors. How far back you got to go? You know, I mean, you know, grandparents, great-grandparents, enough. You know, we got enough here in America that there are people that have their people. This is my land. This is my valley. This is my town. This is my county. And if you move, you go, I've chosen this. You know, am I violating someone else's rights by being here, by moving in? Am I giving them some kind of endorsement by me showing up? Probably. You know, and then what allegiances do you have? Well, you know, you want to abide by your country's culture, but then what happens? Those want to come change it. They want to redo it. They want to reevaluate what is and isn't important according to those with the shiny badge. And you, as a local community, through your schools, which is a whole other problem, having government schools, what do you think was going to happen? But you have a community that's raising that community's children, the parents that take responsibility for their children, their land. They take responsibility for their waste. They take responsibility. Well, if they're not taking responsibility, who adjudicates that? Who enforces that you're violating someone else's property? You're polluting on their land. You know what? Who does that? The community. And it keeps getting removed further and further, or delegated to a shiny badge and an always available gun that's going to explain how to do it and then preempt you before you even do anything. Oh, no, you might do this. You know, you can't build that or have that or, you know, put a road in you because you might. We hear tell that somewhere, sometime, somebody did something bad. And then, therefore, you can't because we decide we got the power, unless you want to pay us or be a special interest, and we'll take care of it for you. That's where it always goes. It always has, always will. And the people that do it are the ones that don't care about another's individual rights to make use of their own property, their lives, raise their children. They don't care. We care. The final segment with Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show right now. They're going to have you because you want. They don't have enough oil money, you know? So they take $1 trillion and they just, you know, put it out in the middle of the desert. Now you're going to have, northern Saudi Peninsula camels and southern, I guess. I don't know if there's a break where the animals can go back and forth. Environmental of who gives a crap. Saudi Arabia does what the hell they want. So this is already under construction. They announced it, and within like 6 months, man, they were tearing up the desert. And they had hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of excavators. This is already being done. It's called NEOM, N-E-O-M, NEOM. And I think it stands for the line. So this is, it's already, you know, see, about 3 months after presentation, they started. Look at this. I mean, it's just, as far as I can see, excavators, they just be a building. So to think, well, what are they going to do this on Maui? I don't know. It's not like once they start, man, they're on it.
Well, this is the plan for Maui, no question.
So, you know, and who gets to live where? You know, where's your assignment? You know, are you going to volunteer? And what about all the ghost towns and ghost cities that can house 30, 40 million people each?
Ernie, there's precedent for this. Do you remember the ghost cities in China they built?
Yep.
And they started filling them up. They didn't complete it, but the army would go into a remote village and say, you got a half hour to pack everything up under the barrel of a gun, and they'd put them into a truck, and off they go to the ghost city, densely populated high-rise buildings. I actually published a picture of it on my website this week. That was the precursor to this. And do you know who started the ghost city concept? It was Goldman Sachs and Hank Paulson, when he was the CEO, before he became the Treasury Secretary, who told American Congress, you will bail out Wall Street or we'll have tanks on the street. And he was the one that started this concept. That may have been the first 15-minute concept started in China. I think that's probably the precursor.
Well, they were doing it to get their GDP up or the financial charts look better of blah, blah, blah. Because a lot of these ghost cities,
I've seen
a lot of stuff, they don't even have plumbing. They don't have inside water. It's just pretend. You know, a lot of them are just going to be demoed anyway, or they're falling apart and nobody's living there. It's just a joke. This whole thing is just, they're playing the game. Now, the Saudi Arabian family, that's one thing. Hans Hermann Hoppe is big on monarchies. He's going, you know, at least they have a financial interest and there's only one guy you got to take out. So there's the House of Saud, they're on it. Why?
Because they can, because they want to. UAE, you know, United Arab Emirates, they got, you know, Dubai is a super-duper state of we're going to. Why? Because they can. You know, this is, they have the oil.
I think it's more than that. They're taking oil away by eliminating cars, so they got to have something to replace it with. I think that's their motivation.
Right. Well, that was one of the things that they said. They're going to have to diversify in their manufacturing. Well, they got the money now. They got to invest in something. You know, I don't know what. They should, you know, make stuff. I mean, whatever. You know, get more robots or something. But this is what they're doing. Your 15-minute cities, multiply that times 100, and they're just putting them together. You know, this is collectivist thinking. I saw this before. You know where Arco Santi is up by Cortis Junction, north of Phoenix?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Paolo Soleri was a student of Frank Lloyd Wright. And he used to have a place called Cosanti, still does, I guess, in North Scottsdale, when it used to be rural back in the 70s when I was in sixth grade, you know, in the mid-70s. And we'd go there, and all he did was pile up dirt, put some rebar over it, poured concrete over it, and then took the dirt out, and now you got a dome or something. And he just did that a bunch, and it was beautiful. It was a great idea. It was very inspiring to me. Then he did the same thing in Arco Santi, which was in a canyon north on I-17 going north from Phoenix towards Flagstaff, where the turnoff is to go to Prescott. There it's called Cortis Junction. And just, you get off the exit there, just like a mile, you can see it in the distance. There's a canyon where they built this, into the wall of the canyon, this kind of city. And his whole ideas, big mega projects, like this. It was, you have a big bridge, fine, it should have apartments on it. You got, you know, a big, you know, space station, fine. You got a city metropolis of whatever, you got, and he wanted at least 5,000 people per beehive. I mean, that's what was going on. So what they did is they started to build it, but it was all kind of socialist. It was all central committee, command of, you know, 40 years and nothing ever happens to it. It gets a little bit built, a little bit, because, nope, got to do it on government land with government approval, nothing gets done until somebody dies and they get an endowment. Somebody gives them a life insurance beneficiary or something, and they add on another amphitheater or some crap like that. So you can see this mindset, this collectivist mindset of building these kinds of mega cities has always been there by a certain kind of people that don't trust the free market of people just want to do theirs. Now, if they can own the condo, if they can own the place, and they go, you got tons of people coming in and buying up whatever, freedom here and I got my own property, woohoo, sign me up. No, it's got to be under control to do this. And if they already got cities with infrastructure, and why do they let them go to crap? Where do you think the next super 15-minute mega American city is going to be? What do you think, Dave? Where would it go? Where?
Probably the New England.
I think it's going to be San Francisco.
I don't say it's going to be a city. It's going to be a region.
No, it's going to be San Francisco. They let it go to crap, ran all the businesses out, running
well,
into the ground.
Well, they have, yeah.
They did it in Phoenix. Remember the Roosevelt Redevelopment Project in downtown Phoenix? Yeah. That's exactly what they did. And they built it around, you know, all the money of people that owned the different things that had the stadiums were going down. I saw the plan. You know, it was Phoenix 2020. When I started being an activist, you know, Terry Goddard's law office, a guy named Mike Sophie or something, they called me in, wanted to show me, went down to the architectural firm they had downtown there, and it had, it went up like the third floor, and it had this big, like, 4x8, you know, table that had the three-dimensional representation of downtown Phoenix where all the stadiums were going to go, and the Rio Salado project, which is a Salt River thing that they were planning on doing. And they go, this is what we're going to do. And the Roosevelt Redevelopment Project was running into the ground so they could buy it up cheap, and then it became the gentrified, whatever the hell it is now. That's what they're doing. And San Francisco, they're doing it big time. And what is San Francisco? It's where all the big tech guys are. It's all the big tech, you know, employees and startups and all that. But what are they going to do? They're going to go in and
they're
going to take it over.
Ernie, you probably don't know what Bay Area 1 is. Not many people do. The Bay Area 1 is the development of the micro apartments I've already mentioned that are in place right now, converted warehouse buildings, office buildings, so forth, divided into 500 micro apartments, sometimes as little as 350 square feet. And what you're saying there would make sense for San Francisco because they already have some infrastructure. We have some of the same housing in Phoenix. As you go down Grand Avenue towards Van Buren, we have some of those micro apartments there as well, too. The biggest mega center we'll see, though, will be New England. That's why I gave you the answer I did.
Right.
San Francisco's already amenable to this. You're probably right.
Well, they do, like New York City and, Chicago. It's going to be a big city, Atlanta. I mean, whatever. Don't care. Occupy the land, not the city. You want to occupy
Manhattan
the city,
is,
go city, occupy all you want. I don't care.
Manhattan is a 15-minute city pretty much right now.
Yeah.
You have the cars. You have the cars and 15-minute cities. But let me give you, they're giving you, this isn't going to be that bad, 15-minute city. You'll have to give up some things. If you look at the globalists, the historic globalists like Ted Turner and Kissinger and these people, they talk about one thing consistently. They want to depopulate the earth by 90%. And I look at this and I'm saying, I don't care what they tell you they're going to do. They've already told you what their end game is, and that's to kill 90% of us. How they're going to do it, we can argue about. But they're going to kill off 90% of the population.
They don't have to kill us off. They just have to make the fertility zero,
That's only part of it. But I think they want a quicker solution than fertility. That's a generational answer. They want something they can do next month.
All right, here we go. Let's see what this has to say. Fertility crisis will cause national, global, financial crisis and greatly increased blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. I mean, but it's really getting bad. And the places that, are really, when you sell more adult diapers in Japan than you do baby diapers, you got issues. I mean, that's just the way it is, So this is, where have all the babies gone? This is a very neon flashing, you can see it happen in real time. Because whatever the birth rate is now, 20 years from now, what are you going to have? Nobody coming in. And this is one thing that I've noticed as I travel the country and you get different just parts, or you're buying equipment or supplies. We're doing a lot of building, construction of building equipment for whatever. When I go in to these places, you need hydraulics or, different parts or sprockets or, just any kind of supply chain you're counting on of stuff. Who's in there? It's the old guys. There's somebody there at least 60, 70 years old. They're the only ones that know what's up. They got some younger guys in, or their sons or something like that, and nobody to replace them. These guys are too dumb, too stupid, too doesn't want to work, doesn't something, or they're just not there. There's nobody to take on the next generation of even being able to find the auto part that you need. Every one of them, because I'm an asker, man. I'm an interviewer. So tell me, why? You're not paying enough? You can't pay them enough. There's just nobody that'll do it. There's nobody that'll stand and work for 40 hours. There's nobody. They're just not, the pool's not there. So I'm going, based on what? It may be because they're just not there. So there's all incentives and punishment. If you give them an incentive to sit on their butt or not learn anything, or you give them an incentive not even learn life skills about, showing up on time to work and take a bath, if you, incentivize them to sit on their butt and you punish them when they do get a paycheck, it's almost all gone, they just, I ain't doing it. So what's going to happen? Robots? What do they need us for? Useless eaters? I have no idea. And the vaccine thing, not enough people are dying fast enough. We're not giving them enough cancers. Then you start finding out a lot of the influencers in social media, all of a sudden there's a big conspiracy thing. They're all coming down with turbo cancer. If you get a certain popularity, boom, they got to target them, give them free something, they die, whatever the hell. Nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, all this
I agree. Ernie, I'm going to have to go do my job here in just a minute here. I got an interview coming up I got to do. But the bottom line is, what we have accomplished here, I think, in 2 hours, and we've only scratched the surface, We are under attack in every aspect of our lives. We're going through the most extreme Maoist cultural revolution ever in the history, but it's technological, it's political, it's scientific, it's medical, it's everything. And the bottom line is they are creating a new set of slaves for those who they let live. I believe that depopulation is the goal, and they're only going to have a servant class survive.
Well, no, they don't care if you're depopulated if you're in service of them and you do what they want. They want you depopulated if you're a dissident. They want supporters. They just don't need you, you know? So yeah. I just want to prep you. I'm coming back. And when I get back, we're going to get busy. Are we going to get busy, Dave? I mean, come on, man.
We're going to get busy.
All right.
We're going to get busy.
We're going to get busy.
Say hi to Donna for me, and I want to thank you for having me on.
That was a pleasure. I got the vent with Dave. Thank you. I feel better.
Okay. Take care, Ernie.
All right. Peace, brother. Bye.
Wallace, he doesn't even have a knighthood, but he fights with passion, and he inspires.
And you wish to charge off and fight as he did, eh? So would I, eh?
Well, maybe it's time.
It is time to survive. You're the 17th Robert Bruce. The 16 before you passed you land and title because they didn't charge in. Call a meeting of the nobles.
But they do nothing but talk.
Rightly so. They're as rich in English titles and lands as they are in Scottish, just as we are. You admire this man, this William Wallace. Uncompromising men are easier to admire. His courage, so does a dog. But it is exactly the ability to compromise that makes a man noble. And understand this. Edward Longshanks is the most ruthless king ever to sit on the throne of England. And none of us, and nothing of Scotland will remain unless we are as ruthless. Give ear to our nobles. Knowing their minds is the key to the throne.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.